into the Port of Baltimore. The opening bell sounding this morning on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day mixed. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday afternoon. The unidentified man was shot near Chuck E. Cheese in the 1200 block of Eastdale Circle around 4:40 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. An Alabama man has been added to the U.S. Marshals 15 Most Wanted Fugitives list. 28-year-old Ladarius Raheem Fantroy of Repton is a suspect in a double homicide that occurred last summer. Fantroy allegedly shot and killed a 10-year-old boy and the boyfriend of the child's mother. The Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner announced the new Elmore Specialized Men's Prison facility is almost 25% complete on Tuesday. There are almost 500 construction workers on the site, and that number is expected to double this summer. The plan is to have the prison completed by May 2026. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Sky, are you good? Good morning to you.
I'm good. Yeah, good morning.
We're good. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. What happened? Was it stormy last night where y'all were?
Oh, kind of. Yeah, it was.
It was stormy where you were, Skyster?
Big time storm. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, but no damage out in my area, at least. So grateful for that.
I didn't notice it was stormy.
No, not much where, I didn't think we got much.
I mean, just a little tiny bit.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Not very stormy.
Because I was hoping that the rain would level out my garden where we took the raised beds. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to use gravity and God's gifts so I didn't have to do so much work.
Didn't work.
And we got nothing.
Didn't work.
If it rained
enough to do that, it would have washed it away.
Well, I just was hoping, because like right now where the beds were raised, you know, like I had to till it and get it
pack
down.
Yeah,
you know, okay. And I thought maybe it would just kind of level it. It's not working.
It'll be all right.
But yeah, I mean, I have a friend.
Did you run the tiller, by the way?
I did run the tiller.
Front tire, rear tire. You have a rear tire tiller.
I don't know what that means. It just goes
in
and
front of the diggers.
No, they're behind the diggers.
The wheels are behind the diggers?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a regular old-timey kind.
What does it mean if they're in the front?
The rear tire is easier.
Oh, the one I have is easier?
No, you have the hard kind. If the diggers are in front of the little wheels and it like wants to run off with you, that's the harder kind.
Oh yeah, it does want to run off with. Okay,
does
so
it?
Yeah, it's kind of a workout.
Okay.
Yeah, like I have to work against
we're
it.
To get you to draw a picture so that we know
what's,
what we're talking about.
Who's calling you, Scott Beeson?
Somebody at the county.
Well, can you tell him you're a little busy?
Well, I could. You want me to answer it on the air?
No.
Hey, do y'all remember the one time we called the State House on air?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And I think back, I was new to radio. I was like, that was pretty gutsy. Because you don't ever know what you're going to get.
Yeah,
I don't even know
if you're supposed to do that.
But we
probably
did it.
Against the rules.
Well, but we did it.
Or the laws.
It was nice.
But good news, she loved you, Scott Beeson. Remember? Mm-hmm.
Scott.
Scott.
She was very sweet.
Mr. Beeston.
She would, she'd straighten you out, though. She's like, hey, So
I don't know how she manages all that. That's a lot of operating.
She only talked to some of us. Some of us just rolls our eyes like, oh my gosh.
Really?
You know, they know. The people that work there, they know. You know?
Yeah.
I know. If you know, you know. That's the kind of thing. Today is a beautiful day. It is the third day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. We have a big show planned for you today. You do not want to miss it. Sky, can you give us an update? Because I know, look, people care. I have been receiving texts from people making sure that you're being straight. They're like, is he being straight? His wife is really doing okay, right? Right? Because, you know, people always try to put on a good face. Yeah. But I said, no, he's being very honest.
I'm trying to be hopefully optimistic. And
yes.
I'll tell you the truth. It got frightening over the weekend. But, you know, with the staph infection and everything. But it was not, it did not originate in the shunt in her brain, which, you know, that's potentially devastating. Mm-hmm. It did not. And it's just regular old raging staph infection that you get in the hospital. So antibiotics, working on that. I saw her yesterday. We did our exercises. Then physical therapy came in. She did great. Did better than I thought she would.
Really?
And actually, we did a lot of leg work. And then, the big moment, sat up in bed. Now, remember, it was day 40 yesterday. And let me tell you, there's a biblical connection there. I've been kind of pointing at that mentally. And she did sit up in bed and stand up for the first time in, a couple of weeks, I think. She's been so sick. So that was great.
Yeah, that is good.
That's progress. And then, of course, you know, I can't stay all the time, and I called her later, and she said, are you coming to spend the night?
Like, mm-hmm.
Well, no. They kind of frown on that at Baptist South.
Do they really?
Yeah, they give me a lot of leeway, but
right.
I won't go into the details, but anyway.
It's frowned upon.
That's sweet.
I thought the medical data said that people do better when their friends and family are around.
Some
I mean, are we really that worried about, you know, if hubby spends the night, they'd be too germy?
No, I don't think it's that. They'd probably let me if I really...
If you really did.
Yeah.
Of course, if you didn't want to sleep, I mean, because you do have to function, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's an issue. Of course, you know, I slept up at UAB on the weekends, and they were okay. But I just thought it was really sweet. Are you coming to spend the night?
She won the slumber party.
Aww. That's awesome.
That's so sweet.
So somebody explain to me, so the rehab, the physical activity, is that to pump the fluids? Is it to regain body strength? All of the above?
Well, imagine when someone, I experienced 8 weeks in a hospital bed when I was 15.
You had done something dumb?
Yeah, it's really, really stupid. And, but I was young. And even then, I was telling Martha yesterday, you know, at the time, I was using traction sandbags, you know, just to, you know, try to keep some muscle tone. So imagine after 40 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Female at 40 days.
and
no, really, that's true, isn't it?
At our age.
Yes.
Also.
Yeah.
And so,
wait, why?
Yeah. I thought that wasn't going to get by.
Faster. You lose muscle faster if you don't do anything.
Is that a hormonal thing?
I think it's just a female thing. I don't know if it's hormones or not.
Because we're the lesser gender.
You just don't have big muscles.
Oh.
You're not built for muscles.
So, okay.
So you just lose muscle faster.
Okay.
But you also don't die during the famine as quick, because women store fat more and burn it
so
less quickly.
So we're fat and weak.
That's exactly what he said.
Hey, don't blame me.
Do you want to say anything to him yet, or are we going to wait?
Yeah.
Well said, Scott.
That was a positive. You're not going to die as easily. You are stronger overall.
We do live longer.
Mm-hmm.
So in re-education
mostly because we try to kill ourselves off.
True. But she's, you know, the exercise is to get her ready to walk.
Okay.
Trying to get some muscle tone back. And I learned a few things from the physical therapy people yesterday, and she did great, I thought.
That's awesome. But 40 days, though. It doesn't seem like 40 days.
Man, I have no track of any of this anymore. I'm just, you know, the days turn into the minutes, the hours, the days, and I look up. And but I do want to say this. Everybody's been great. But her son, my stepson, technically, mm-hmm. Sam Collier, mm-hmm. has been my rock.
He's a rock star.
Yes, he is. Good. He really has. If I had two more of me and one more Sam Collier, I believe we could do anything at this point.
Very good.
You know, sweet. Listen, a lot of people, and I'm not knocking anybody because people have their lives to live, but after 40 days, mm-hmm. People tend to kind of fall away a little bit. It's only right. natural. But Sam Collier has hung in there like a rock. I do not know what I would do without him. I really don't.
Mm. Very good.
So good. Oh, sweet. I'm glad you have family here and she's closer and making progress.
Yeah, y'all,
and that's
please.
Really good news about her staff. I mean, you don't want a staph infection, but I'll take a good old regular staph infection as opposed to one
in the brain.
Yeah,
we would have been in all kind of problems at that point. But praise God. Please, if you're mind to continue to pray for Martha. I feel it now. We've hit that 40-day, that biblical mark where things change.
There you go.
And yesterday, I saw some real improvements. So y'all, please continue to pray for Martha. And
absolutely.
Believe what you're praying for will be done.
Good deal. Thank you, Sky.
Thank you.
I just saw a pop-up. The world has definitely changed. I feel bad for women.
Why?
Because usually
we're fat and weak.
In a good way.
In a good, healthy way that'll help you survive. No, there was a pop-up, and it's gone away already. It's like the Apple News update or whatever. It says, today's cannabis is not your grandmother's weed. And I'm like, when did we start throwing grandma under the bus? When did the poor women? I mean, it's okay when you're like, oh, it's not your grandfather's. It's not your grandpa. Now we're blaming. Y'all are firmly in the crosshairs of being bashed.
Apparently so.
Not your grandmother's weed?
Hmm.
I mean, you can envision maybe your grandfather at one time smoking, but why throw grandma under the bus?
Oh, my gosh.
1-800-CALL-RED-TOP. Women can smoke weed, too.
Because I hold you on a higher pedestal in esteem. I don't want to know that grandma was...
You know, how do you think grandma saying? Had all those kids?
she had to have a way to make it through.
How do you think? What could go wrong?
You're telling me it's accurate.
I have no idea, but I'm just suggesting if I were of that sort, I would say, how did you think all this happened, Scott?
Wait, do you get pregnant when you smoke weed? Or you think
she has because your inhibitions are gone?
And is that what it is?
Yes.
What all the men want.
No, you don't want to do anything.
You're too lazy?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Get away from me.
Or maybe the husband has titrated it just enough so that he can get what he wants.
It came with wine, too.
I thought you were saying she had to smoke weed to make it through life with all the kids. I'm saying both.
Amy Beth is saying she had to smoke weed just to...
Just to make it through all of it. All of it. The children.
Somebody call Chris. Is he listening to this segment?
You know what I think?
When he's laughing because he knows.
He knows better. Uh-huh, right.
He knows better.
He only did it 2 or 10 times like me, too, right?
2 or 10.
So he says no. He did not.
Two or ten times.
His stories are epic from high school.
But when you read that, do you know who I immediately pictured? You said grandmother.
K.I.V.
You did too?
Yes,
y'all
I did.
Are twins. Of course you think the same thing.
See Kay Ivey with a highball glass of bourbon with a little joint hanging out of her finger.
She got the bourbon in one hand and the joint in the other.
And a gun in the other hand. And she ready to high step it out of that mansion.
I got my snake boots on and we're going hunting. Because I done read this article in 1819 and I know what's the good snakes and what are the bad snakes.
When we have legalized cannabis
through the woods of Washington County,
that's the picture I want on the label right there. What you just described. That's it.
I mean, seriously, y'all.
I hope she's not listening.
All the little staffers are running behind.
They're like, you know, right now, you know what they're doing? Oh.
The cursing.
Governor Kay's high-stepping doobies. Yes, sir.
Her stash under the staircase has been found out. What are we going to do now?
The cutest little bathroom under the staircase.
I'm just saying. It's in the bathroom. I'm where it is.
Big house.
under the plant, under the ivy. It's just right under there. And they go in there and comfort themselves on their during their daily work. Oh my gosh, guys.
We're the big mansion.
We kid. Anyone who's like, oh my gosh, y'all.
Say that.
Come on, man. We're
I
joking.
I can't believe you thought of K. Ivy, too.
I did. I mean, well, it said, Gramps, not your grandma's weed. I was thinking, okay, I'll give K. I'll let K do it. I mean, isn't you can see her. Honey child.
I bet she was fun to hang out with back in the day.
I bet she was a riot.
I bet she was funny.
I bet she's still fun
she
now.
She's probably still fun. I just know.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I mean.
Is that?
I'm just shaking my head.
Did Alabama Indians call it peyote?
Peyote?
That's the Alabama Indians?
No, I think that's a different thing. Yeah. But you know, they're saying that the Mayans or somebody came all the way up into this area at one point, or the Aztecs, so maybe they would bring some of the peyote with them. Or was that further out west? That wasn't Central America, was it?
That's general a western thing and southern thing. Yeah.
We'll be back.
Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana. Little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting?
Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are both here today. Good news, in case you were wondering. Now, look, I don't know when the federal budget year really starts. So I don't know if this is the calendar year. I think it's the calendar year, actually, because it's way too little. Federal spending. You can find this story. It's by Nicholas Bellassi. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. It's okay. The Republicans are in charge of the United States House of Representatives, so we're going to get spending under control.
It begins on October 1st, Scott.
We are only $830 billion down for the fiscal year of 2024. So it starts in October, so it's October, November, December, January, February, March. We're 6 months in. We are 80%, 83% of the way to being $1 trillion in debt just for this year. Now, you want the really good news? We are $830 billion, running an $830 billion deficit despite revenue increases. We have actually brought more money in than we did before. And we're still $830 billion down already in 1 year. 1 year. A half a year. I thought it was shocking when I found out that we were running $1 trillion deficits a year or so ago. And now we're at almost $1 trillion and we're 6 months in. We are in so much trouble. This whole idea of our money is just based on the, you know, the potential for the United States, the faith in the government, and that kind of stuff. This cannot continue. And then you've got all the wonderful things that Republicans are doing for you, according to this article. House Speaker Mike Johnson is currently weighing how much foreign aid to provide Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Says Speaker Johnson is going to give $60 billion next week to Ukraine, and they're claiming it is part of a loan. This article says it's absolutely ridiculous and laughable to even try to tell the American people that Ukraine will ever pay us back. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said.
Yeah, like you might as well give a loan to Birmingham Southern College that can't manage their money.
Hey, do y'all
going
know
under?
What the rumor is about Birmingham Southern College?
Oh dear.
Running around with the young folks. I don't know if it's true. I mean, I have no idea. But this is what is making the rounds among the young folks.
What?
What?
I don't know. I was for Hillsdale. Hillsdale College.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Are you?
The rumor is it's IMG Academy is going to.
Stop it.
That's the rumor. Now, look, is there any truth to that? Don't know, but that's.
How do you feel about that?
Man, that's awesome.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
They'd have to really clean up that area. Because at that Chevron gas station, people get shot regularly. I'm sorry, but they do.
Well, I would think IMG would be the kind of thing that Birmingham City would be like, heck yeah, we'll
do. Explain what IMG is.
I don't even know what it stands for, but it is a sports school.
It's an international, hold on, it's also.
It's a sports school,
media
right?
group, yeah. I think is the name of it. And it's modeling, it's sports, it's entertainment. But the school started at Nick Bollettieri's Academy in Florida in Bradenton.
Okay.
And it is where Andre Agassi went to school. I was forced to go to tennis camp there. This is how I know.
Did you? Oh.
Yes. I had to have my own teacher because I was so bad at it. And so then it became IMG. They bought it and they've taken it over and they've turned it into an amazing sports academy for all the sports. And so it's kids who want to get looked at. Kids can board, volleyball, soccer, basketball, football, probably softball. I don't know. It's in Florida. It's still in Bradenton. Mm-hmm. The campus is glorious.
Yeah, that's why I wonder if they would actually move or would they be doing
I think it would be another one.
Second one.
And I think with all the football here, you could see that probably this could be a football. I'm just throwing this out here as an idea. But that's what IMG is. But it started as a humble tennis academy in Florida.
You were right. Nick Bollettieri Tennis Academy, established in 1978. It has since grown to become a global phenomenon. This is their website, of course. It is the world's leading sports education brand, providing access and opportunity for student athletes with an innovative suite of on-campus and online programming. You can board there, just go to camps there. Online coaching with a focus on personal development through the lens of sports and performance. So it's, wow. So we'll see. I don't know, but that is the rumor that I got from
Well, that would make sense of why they just all of a sudden gave up on Birmingham Southern.
Pretty awesome.
Like, they're like, okay.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. We can get IMG.
Maybe.
That would be kinda, they've got all the facilities, right? Football?
Well, yeah, football,
they got
to
redo the gym, by the way.
Well, that's they probably
gotta,
will.
IMG, like, gotta be redone.
IMG wouldn't allow it to be junky and run down.
My husband had all these beautiful plans drawn up.
Yeah.
And they just left those purple seats to fade into nothingness.
Well, you know, they ran a not very well run, very liberal school.
Sorry, but they did.
Go woke, go broke.
Amen, sis.
It's true.
They've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
And they were pretty expensive, too. Were they not?
They were a very expensive school. And then Linda Flaherty Goldsmith cut tuition down to about $17,500 a couple years ago, as if that was going to do anything. Because before that, the guy before that had raided the endowment.
Right.
So, you know, let's fix it. Let's make it more affordable.
Which would have been a good plan, but you can't make it more affordable if you're already paying all the staff out the wazoo and stuff like that.
And you built buildings you couldn't afford in the first place.
To start with, right.
So then you go into a complete tailspin and then, oh, hey, let's hire a financial guy to run the school. Hmm. And maybe he was the first one that put out an all call that said, we really can't afford this at all, but he did his best. I don't know. Or he just ran it into the ground and furthered what just had already started. But man, that'd be awesome to have IMG here.
On the very first page of the IMG Academy. Now, like I said, that's just what the kids are saying, okay?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
A lot of times they know stuff, though.
It says they have a diversity and inclusion pledge.
Oh.
Why do you even need that? It is a sports school.
I've never seen a more diverse crowd than you do at sporting events.
I know.
So
it's
why do you
very
gotta put
diverse.
That on there?
I don't know. It's kind of like the NBA so being diverse. Stupid. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV.
grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She knew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is as well.
Scott,
yes, ma'am.
I have some good news. And Allison, I have some good news because we were talking about the
trillion
debt.
Dollars in debt.
Well, I've got great news. Sorry. I've got great news. If we employ what California is doing, I think we could probably just make it all go away.
Really? All the debt?
Yeah. If we used equity-based algebra like they do.
What are they doing
in
California?
You can just make it go away.
How do you make out? What does that mean?
Well, California's math framework has been adopted in most of the state's 950 school districts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to be number one in math, by
the way.
They
did.
And
the person most responsible for writing and pushing the framework has been the target of a 100-page anonymous complaint. But what they're saying is that the CMF is a series of policy and curriculum suggestions designed to bring equity. Is that a good California voice?
No, you got to make it more Karen-y.
Okay. Designed to bring equity to math scores of minority students. So some of her outrageous suggestions are already adopted are almost beyond belief. And I think we should do this when it comes to our national debt. Most students won't learn algebra until high school. In the past, when that was expected of middle schoolers, the CMF tells us success for many students was undermined. This means that calculus will mostly be verboten. I don't know what that word means, because students can't take calculus unless they've taken a high school algebra course or mathematics in middle school, meaning all math is basically going away. So math is basically going away according to California math standards, then the billions, trillions of dollars, kajillions of dollars that we are in debt, if you apply that math framework standard, doesn't exist. Because students weren't expected to learn it, so how can they possibly understand that we're in debt?
And then it won't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Like, do you see the logic?
No, I see it. I think it's brilliant, actually.
I felt like it was.
We could get rid of algebra and accounting.
Yeah.
Just math in general.
Numbers.
There's no
numbers
are bad. They're less gooder than we thought they were. There won't be any debt. It really won't matter. I mean, it's just...
Who are we?
Stuff out there. The smarty pants will keep up with it.
Yeah.
We can get our elites to do it. I ran across Colorado, and this has got to be where some of this started. In 2013, a book was put out by a Julia Aguirre. She's one of the authors. Karen, of course. Oh. Karen Mayfield, hashtag Ingram. I mean, hyphenated Ingram. So I've got Julia, I've got Karen with a hyphen, and I've got Danny Bernard Martin. It is titled, The Impact of Identity in K-8 Mathematics Teaching, Rethinking Equity-Based Practices. And, there's some things we must recognize. Here's some of this is from Colorado. I'll give you a couple of the phrases. Leveraging multiple mathematical competencies. You have to kind of break that down.
Yeah.
Multiple mathematical competency, which means there's multiple levels of competency.
Okay. And who are they leveraging against?
That's a good question. Affirming mathematics learners' identities.
Oh, this is here as well in California.
Yes, if you affirm their identities, and you're talking about there's different levels of competency, that means they're categorizing people basically saying, hey, you happen to have more melanin in your skin, so that means you're not as good as math. But then we got this other group over here that's got some more melanin, it's a little slightly different tint, and they're really good at math. And so it's just...
Wait.
What?
I don't know. I just...
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Did I save you?
Yeah. You can You can't say that to somebody, but you can say it to your friends when they're acting that way.
Yes, and my great uncle was a college...
He's a really good guy?
...history professor, and he wrote history books. And I have several of them in my house, and I actually should read them.
Can I read one?
Yeah, they're really good, and that's the thing. Like, I sit down and I open it, and I read what these high school, college students used to learn.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 1900s, and it is devastating to compare what they are learning now. I mean, I see the assignments. I help even my college kids just with like content and thinking through things, and I'm like, this is basic logic and reasoning and how to do things in order and steps and how to process and find information. I mean, it is terrifying. And so you look at this equity math and it's like, because we have a few stragglers, now we're just going to dumb everybody down. I mean, they are getting... I'm trying to have a conversation with a high schooler these days. Y'all, I'm sorry. They're pretty dumb.
And self-centered. Like, even more than they used to be.
And that's what makes them dumb. Like, they don't understand basic, like, social skills, how to interact. They because don't no use one correct grammar.
There's no... How one child acts is not any better or worse than the next. There's no manners. There's no you're expected to behave this way. And part of it is because all the secrets that are kept at the schools, okay? So little Scott has a behavioral disorder, okay?
Yes, he does.
But you know what? No one can know. It is against the rules. I mean, you think HEPA violations are big deals. Oh, you can't know that little Scott. So little Scott is acting like a turkey, okay? And he's standing up, he's running around. Now, I'm not talking about just normal boy energy. He is a problem. And all the other kids are seeing it, and they're like, well, he's doing it, why can't I do it? So it starts trickling down, but you can't punish little John. And this stuff is happening out there, and all that goes on, which means you can't teach things. And we've lost sight of what the goal of education is. I think it really is becoming, in some places, a glorified daycare. The law just says these kids have to be here, and you just check the boxes. It doesn't matter if they learn anything. Mm. They're not exposed to things. I mean, ask your kids about what you just think would be normal stuff.
Right.
And they don't know. A lot of it we're responsible for as well. We don't teach our kids how to do all the things people used to teach because we think it doesn't matter. Well, somebody else will do it. I mean, look how few kids actually have to cut their grass at their family's house.
Mm-hmm.
I make jokes about people being able to check their oil. That's a real thing. Yeah. Boys too. Yeah, ask them whether or not whether they can change a flat tire. Do they even know what a spare tire is and where is it in your car, if there is one in your car?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's just all these things. And here's the interesting part. You were talking about history. Since we don't study history, a history that matters in a big spectrum, what you end up with is the self-centered thing, which is part of the reason communism and socialism is so popular right now, because, you know, the little kid, he comes home from school and he's like,
it was the most wonderful thing I'd ever heard. I think we should try communism and socialism. We'll share all our stuff together. It'll be awesome, Mom. And I bet you didn't know, it's a really new thing. And no one's tried it, and it'll be great, and we're smarter, and we can do it.
Because they have no idea that their brilliant idea has been tried over and over and over because we don't know.
No. Yeah.
You know, there's so many things like, oh, they figured out that out 800 years ago. But no, not communism. I got it. Other things. We'll be back.
Come a creeper, like a black cat do.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns.
highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
By Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. For Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back, everybody. We are back. We'll be back. I was telling a story during the break. We'll be back.
Sky.
Look, math is hard, so is English.
We be back.
You're right, Mr. Beeston. We are back. For decades, America schools, this is from a website called, you're going to love this, equitablemath.org. If you go to equitablemath.org, there's a frequently asked questions page. It says, for decades, America's schools have tried and failed to close the gaps on math test scores between white students and students of color. That's not because math discriminates by race. Okay, I agree with that. And it's not because some groups of students are inherently more suited to math. Okay, agree with that. It's because we give students of color and students of lower income families. Now, brace yourselves. If you're driving, both hands on the steering wheel, don't put your foot on the brake necessarily, because you can probably get away with the accelerator a little bit, but the brake, that'll be startling. It's because we give students of color and students from lower income families the least access to critical resources.
I thought failing schools, which is what they're saying, that these students are failing, got all the resources and all the extra money. The teachers.
I would agree.
And all the nice buildings.
They say from the most qualified teachers to the best technology to the most advanced courses. That's why. That's why there is a gap in mathematics. Is there just the white kids get the most qualified teachers? Now let's ask questions. Because when they write these things, when the leftists write these things, they have to walk a very fine line, okay? Many times. Because they have to say things in a way that people will go, okay, I can accept that. And so there's these little strands of the truth in there. But they don't want you to ask. This would be where, you know, I would say I have a question. They would go, oh, God, Senator. Yes, Senator Beeson.
That's
yes.
Why you're not there anymore.
That's why I was so loved. Because if they're saying over at equitablemath.org that the lower income schools or families and the students of color are not getting the most qualified teachers, then are they saying that the teachers in those districts are not the most qualified?
Yes.
Are they not admitting that they're not getting the job done? Mm-hmm. Well, then who's teaching there? And who decided that those teachers were qualified? And then it says they don't get the best technology. Now, look, I'm old. I get it. And my favorite math books were these little math books that had little crocodiles and these little stick kind of figure birds. And it was all about math. I think it was our third grade math books. People used to learn math from books. And now we have whiteboards and power boards. I guess chalkboards are old school. You don't want that. It's too dusty. But what technology do you have to teach kids math? You didn't have to have computers. Did we not go to the moon without computers? All those calculations.
And are you telling me that the phone in the teacher's pocket is not able to help him or her solve problems? I mean, they've got their phone right there. So what are you talking about in equity? What does that mean?
It means that they get to say things that no one will ask, okay, what exactly are you talking about here? Explain to me, because that's what the left does when they deal with issues. They run right up to the problem, and they go, okay, there's the problem. And they're right there at the solution, but they won't say the rest of it. They won't say, hey, look, we're just not getting the job done. Mm. It's always got to be about get some more stuff, and I think we just don't have enough. We don't get enough. We just need more resources. That's so easy. Because resources is vague, right? Oh, we're just short on resources.
So we're just sowing seeds of chaos so we don't have to admit.
Yeah, we don't really have to admit that we're failing the students. Yes, there is a gap. But that gap has been closed at different schools. And we can look at those case studies at those schools. And then what happens at those schools is the education establishment can't bear to make those changes at all the rest of the schools, because the unions will lose their minds because it requires saying, hey, you're not doing